Good morning, Audio Boo. It is Sunday, April 24th. And I'm not perking this up with any music because it's hard to decide what music to put to this. As I'm sure all of you who have been following me know, I've been having stomach trouble and all kinds of nasty the last couple of weeks. It got to a place yesterday where I went to ER at 2 in the afternoon. I didn't get home until 10:30 at night. I went through x-rays and CT scans and all that other lovely stuff. Drank that nasty barium. Yuck. They really got to learn how to make that with chocolate instead of berry flavored. Anyway. And they did wish to keep me there. Art was with me. But as I informed the doctor, I couldn't stay. Because I wanted to make sure I had arrangements for Art's care and that kind of stuff. The reason they wanted to keep me was they found a twisted bowel or colon that they want to fix. So I was discharged against medical advice, and I'll probably go back Monday or Tuesday, and who knows how long they'll keep me then. Unfortunately, other things were discovered. I am full of cancer. My stomach areas, liver, you know, all those lower organs, possibly metastasized from the lungs, they're not sure. They're reaching out to an oncologist who's supposed to get in touch with me for follow-up and to devise a course of whatever needs to be done. But first things first, I need to get this twisty thing taken care of. I have called Art's stepson, and he is going to be sending me help, physical help, as well as wiring money to either me or to the Chatham Hills Center to help Art. As I said to Art, I may be ending up there too. Who knows? Either way you go, it's a rough ride. I can't give you any more specifics because I don't have any. I can tell you that it is pretty gruesome. And I'm just going to continue with my mantra. I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. Now, I know a lot of you listening to this are probably feeling pretty rotten and devastated. And I can understand that. I've been hugging my sweetheart a lot here because I know he's been pretty broken up. My little brother is coming over today. And he's going to need a lot of hugging too. It's been a bad year for him. 2016 has been a bad year for a lot of people. People have been taken from us. People are hurting. And it hasn't been very fun. I won't say my road will be easy. It'll be a tough, life-changing road. How long I have, I don't know. But I may encourage you, all of you who do pray, to pray for the Lord's strength and healing, because I'm going to need it, a lot of it. Pray for the Lord's strength and healing. Pray for my strength to hold out. And when it is God's time, that the transition be peaceful. Seems a lot of Christians are being attacked by physical and other problems. It isn't fun. But at least we know we have a home on the other side. Anyway. Back to the positives. It's a gorgeous day. A little cloudy, but it's there'll be sun breaks. Spring is springing. I hear lawnmowers outside. I have the fan on inside because it was actually too warm for me. So, in fact, I may turn it off because it's actually a little cool now. Click. That way I can hear the lawnmower. And I'm going to say right now, I want to thank you all for support, for friendship, for a little craziness. Yeah, craziness is good. And I'll be very sketchy on Twitter, probably. But think of me fondly. Drop me some DMs or mentions or whatever. And when I can read them, I will. And save all your good audios. Anyway, I'll catch you later. I'll keep you posted.
Goodbye, guys.
See, there's Art. He's with me. And hopefully by Tuesday, I will be having some sort of surgery. So you'll be hearing from me one way or another.
I'm afraid you have no choice.
Anyway, love you all. God bless. And I'll catch you soon. Bye.